there's five committees that I serve on, and I'm proud to serve on those. I think maybe I told you, as far as the higher education appropriation, veterans, elementary and secondary curriculum, also energy and environment, and then human services. So those are, I feel like those are all five very important committees, and so I'm proud to serve on those. There's a couple bills that I'm working on that this time around, and I'm hoping we can get passed. One of them, I think it'll catch your interest. Been working on it for a couple of years. That's to legalize fireworks in the state of Illinois. And I'll venture to say, if we all are willing to admit to it, all five of us probably buy fireworks and we come and blow them off in Illinois. And so I got the idea when I was coming home from New Orleans a couple of years ago on New Year's Eve to babysit my grandkids, my daughter-in-law and son. They, New Year's Eve, they go out with their friends and do whatever they do, so that we have the grandkids. And so we stop at Boomland and get some fireworks. Okay, so here's the deal. The person at the checkout counter was from Illinois. The person in front of me is from Illinois, and I'm from Illinois. But we're all in Missouri, and so I'm thinking, what's wrong with this picture? And so my thought is to kind of what we call the low-end fireworks, to work on that. I believe it makes sense. And I found also that the safest states that have fireworks are the ones where it's legal, where they have the major problems, where people are trying to do it underhand, sneaking, doing it. So it would bring in income, revenue for the state of Illinois, jobs, and to me it just makes sense. So that's one thing. The other one is a sales tax bill that I've been working on for a couple of years, and I feel like it's really important. There's a company, it's called Energy Culvert. They're in Energy, Illinois. And the gentleman called me a couple of years ago, and he said, Mr. Severin, he said, I just got outbid by an out-of-state company. He said, we bid the exact same material, and this was for a profit company, because a non-profit company, of course, there wouldn't be any sales tax. He said it was the exact same items. He said, I was outbid. It was a several thousand dollar project for a for-profit building project. And so what happened was, he said, I got outbid, and it was the sales tax. So what happens is, the out-of-state company doesn't have to pay sales tax if they're selling something to a company in the state of Illinois, but a state of Illinois company has to charge a state of Illinois company sales tax. So you might say, well, what's the state's not going to lose any money because they weren't getting any money to begin with, but what happens is it helps and enhances Illinois companies. So to me, it just makes sense. And so I'm hoping to get that passed. And I stopped by the Energy Culvert Company about a week and a half ago just to check in with the gentleman that owns it, and I let him know that I'm working on that bill again. He said, it's interesting that you stopped in today. He said, I just got outbid again yesterday on another project. And so he's not very happy, because he's exact same products, exact same serial numbers on the items, but the out-of-state company comes and takes our Illinois money. That doesn't make sense. I mean, if we're going to be a friendly to business, we need to do that. So I voted against the abortion bill. I voted against the cannabis bill. So those were things that voted against. Something that I'm proud to say that I've been a part of, as far as the Ethics Commission and the things that Governor Pritzker also was very concerned about, is that we get some things turned around with ethics. One of the things also is that no elected officials, legislators, can be a lobbyist. Which I think some of us were amazed to find out there were people that were elected legislators in the Senate and the House that were actually lobbyists as we speak. That was amazing. So I was proud to be a part of that legislation to not only keep the legislators from being a lobbyist, but also their family, and then also being a time frame from the time that you're no longer a legislator to the time that you would do that. So. Probably one of my greatest weaknesses of doing an interview is I like to talk too much, so I could just go on and wear you out. So I decided this time I was going to answer your questions and stop. So I've already talked longer than I thought I would. So
could you tell us a little bit about your vote on the Capitol bill?
Absolutely. So it made complete sense to the jobs that it's going to bring to my district, the 117th. And I'll answer to you this way. This is a newspaper print, but Tom Miller and Miller in the Morning, he asked me when I got reelected. He said, Severin, He said, being in the super minority, how are you going to be relevant? And so I told him this, and I think about it every day. When I get up in the morning and I'm shaving, I look at myself and I ask myself, how am I going to be relevant today? And the Capitol bill makes the 117th district relevant as far as the 1,000 jobs that it's going to bring to the district for the construction of Walker's Bluff, the roads and bridges money that it's going to bring to the 117th, which is over $300 million, and that capital bill is going to bring in the next 6 years approximately $1 billion for roads and bridges. And I've thought about this also, that when people look to come to an area, there's three things they look at. They want to know about roads and bridges, they want to know about your school, and they want to know about your hospital. Well, if you got a nice hospital and a nice school, and you got crappy roads and bridges to get to them, that's a long answer to. It made sense for me to be a part of that and to be relevant for my district. And something that was said to me too when I was elected 3 years ago says, when all else fails, you vote your district. And that was voting my district. And I'm very proud to say that I'm working my tail off every day to represent this district. Not just the Republicans or not just Democrats or independents or whatever, but to look at what the needs are for this district. And I don't like to use the word fight, but to work for those things.